The government of Indonesia today raised the possibility of opening peace talks with separatist rebels in the province of Aceh, which was devastated by the tsunami. That disaster killed more than 100,000 people in Aceh and North Sumatra provinces, and it has triggered new efforts to end the decades-long conflict between the Indonesian army and the Free Aceh movement, known by the acronym GAM. A government spokesman in Jakarta suggested peace talks could begin before the end of the month. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on the possible reconciliation in Aceh.
Inside the governor's palace in the provincial capital Banda Aceh, Indonesia's point man on the relief effort, Social Affairs Minister Awi Shihab, is huddled in conversation with several Acehese community leaders.
Active participation.
The discussion takes place in the palace's main hall. On the wall are several paintings, vivid reminders of Aceh's fierce resistance to outside rule. One shows Dutch colonial troops with rifles battling Acehese warriors armed with swords. Another shows a fierce Acehese woman warrior in headscarf running her sword through a surprised Dutch officer. But the talk today, Awi Shihab says, is of reconciliation and reconstruction, not war.
I think we want to show and demonstrate to the Acehese people that we don't want to impose the will of the government, and we want them to be part of the process. We don't want to see malpractices of the past to happen again.
Mistake, Shihab says, made by both the GAM separatists and the Indonesian military.
Both military and GAM should sit down and let the civilian be in the forefront. If that happened, it could be a new peaceful Aceh under the civilian control, no military on the street because there is no threat of rebellious action from any part.
That would be very different from the past. The Indonesian military has been the power in Aceh for a long time now, and human rights groups accuse the military of massive human rights abuses in Aceh over the years. 120 miles southeast of the provincial capital, a group of women plant rice in a flooded field. This is Aceh's Pidi district. It was largely spared by the tsunami, but not by the insurgency. This is one of the most heavily contested areas in the Indonesian military's battle against the separatists. This small village is in the shadow of the mountains the rebels use as their sanctuary. It is accessible by a single small-lane wooden bridge across a muddy river. The village headman, Hate, says the military comes here often looking for the rebels.
Lots of innocent civilians have been shot or beaten by the Indonesian soldier here. The villagers are traumatized. We support GAM because we still believe GAM is our friend.
The local school teacher, Mohamed Saleh, has a more nuanced view. 3 decades of conflict has left him fed up with both sides. A brother-in-law was killed by the Indonesian military. Another brother-in-law, a member of the military, was killed by the rebels.
What we want basically is for people to be able to earn a living, for children to be able to go to school, and to have the freedom to pray whenever we want, without fear. These are the things that matter to us the most, and we don't care who guarantees that, the government or GAM. We just want to be left in peace.
The school teacher agrees with Indonesia's social affairs minister that the tsunami could present the best opportunity yet for peace if both sides want it. A tentative post-tsunami ceasefire is in place. Both sides say they are open to dialogue. But GAM has given no indication it's willing to accept anything less than full independence. That's something the Indonesian government will not allow. But some Acehese believe the Indonesian government may be able to marginalize GAM if the relief and reconstruction effort is handled properly. Banda Aceh community leader Humam Hamid explains how he believes the government can do this.
By making sure that all the money will go to the right place, to the right project, and at the same time also provide a way for the Acehese to have a sense of ownership.
If this happens in a very public and transparent way, Hamid says, it could undercut support for GAM among the people. Providing the Indonesian military cooperates by maintaining a low profile in and a low impact on the province.
This is the way for the government to win the heart and mind of the Acehese. Well, it is a matter of trust. When the governments get trust of the Archanese, then it will be end everything. You know, this is a chance for the government. If we fail to deliver this, we are going to be in trouble.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Banda Aceh.